Aircheckdownloads.com.
Okay, we've already heard from Sarah. She's going to be back in a little bit. We had some Missy from her. Our next guest is here. Tony, do you want to do the intro?
I do want to do the intro.
I have a great jingle for you, so let me know when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready right now. He's my long-lost uncle. And here he is right now.
I am actually, as everybody knows, his love child.
I wasn't going to mention that, but now you mention it, yes.
I've already taken a great photograph of you and put it on Twitter saying you look like a butch matinee idol.
Well, you took a picture of me and you cut my head off.
Well, I got you looking fantastic.
No, you didn't.
Further away I got, the better you looked.
It's the most disastrous picture I've ever seen. You put it all
possible.
Over Twitter.
You can't take a bad picture.
Well,
you
that's
can't
true.
That is
fantastic. Well, you're right. Do you like? Obviously, we're on the radio right now, so no one can see this. But can we talk Mike through Tony's jacket that he's gone for this morning?
Yes, it's not just the jacket, really. It's the other things he's wearing with it. That clash. Sorry, work very well with. It is extraordinary. The check shirt, which is similar to those that lumberjacks wear, and a jacket that was in. I remember when those were in fashion. Years ago.
And Nick's got one as well.
I've got one. We've got matching Tony Blackburn, Nick Grimshaw baseball jackets right now.
Your initials are better than mine. Mine, unfortunately, are TB.
Yeah.
Which is not the best initials to have.
Mine will be somewhere in the wardrobe then, will it?
This is the first time, Mike, I've seen you in long trousers for a long time. Mike is notorious for wearing short trousers.
Yeah, but you love it when I wear short trousers. You know you do.
Well,
I get slightly excited when I wear shorts.
Just a little bit.
Hey, we're going to play someone now who is a massive, massive fan, a band from the 80s who wore nothing but shorts, if not a Speedo. We're going to play some Wham. Talk me through your memories of Wham and this record that we're about to play, Mike.
This came out, I think we were doing St. Ives. It was the last one of the week, West Country Week, always a good week to get. And it was the white shorts and white shirts, and we were all wearing those at the time. And I remember we had three kazoos on stage. A wonderful photograph of George Michael and originally myself playing Club Tropicana on three kazoos.
Oh,
which
wow.
is difficult to do. And then we had such a great weekend that we said, let's stay for the whole weekend. It wasn't exactly George's kind of weekend, so he flew back the following day. but Andrew and myself stayed on and had a crazy time, gatecrashed a few parties, had enormous fun. Really, really good. So, yes, and I was roadshows. The roadshows were fantastic. I want to go back and do those.
Is any of that true?
There's more that's true that I'm not telling you.
Well, let's have this then. Released in July 1983. This is Wham and Club Tropicana this morning.
Oh, I remember when you played that one, Mike. You always used to get your castanets out, didn't you?
Always had the castanets.
Absolutely. You're listening to us on Radio 1, on Radio 2, and on the Radio 1 Vintage channel as well. You have to scan that channel to find it, or you've obviously found it by now. And Tony Blackman here with Nick Grimshaw and my love child, as you said, Mike Reed.
Yeah,
he's grown up very well, actually.
I tell you, no, the road shows were just talking about that. They were just such fun.
Uh-huh.
I'd wear producers out at the end of the week, Nick. They'd be going, "Oh, please take me away. What are the flock of sheep for? And why the helicopter? No, on second thoughts, don't tell me."
Oh my God, we've got a little advert here from the old Radio 1 road shows. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
I mean, it starts with a great question.
What is 75 feet long with a stage area of 13,000 square feet? What has its own satellite ground station and generator, a mobile record and CD library, and a state-of-the-art broadcast studio? What will be seen by over 750,000 people this year alone? What is the biggest free show of the summer? The new Radio 1 Roadshow, 1990, at a town near you.
Love that. Love that.
We used to love doing the road shows.
So the road shows was before Big Weekend happened.
Oh, yeah.
The road show existed.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got to get those adverts back for Big Weekend, I think, 2018.
You know, and it wasn't just an antechamber for big groups as well. There were, I mean, people have been tweeting this morning. There were 20, 30,000 people standing sometimes in the rain watching a radio program and waiting for you to stitch Smiley Miley up who were on the road shows. And I remember one at Prince Philip one time came up and he said, yeah, what stunts you got lined up this year? I mean, it was that big.
Yeah.
And I remember Johnny Beerling saying, yeah, no, forget about the stunts, they're dangerous. Yeah, no, Johnny, it is the stunts. That's, you know, that's what really counts. And, we'd some great fun. I mean, I used to spend four times the money I earned, you know, hiring helicopters and tanks and submarines and stuff like that.
Standard. You should have done that today, Mike. I would have loved a tank in it. Leave later on, me and Tony on the top of it.
It was a submarine. Not knowing where to put the submarine was the problem.
It's a massive Radio 1 problem I have to this day. Okay, we're going to play a song. We're going to play some Disclosure and Sam Smith, and then we're going to be joined by Simon Mayo after this. Sound of Disclosure and Sam Smith on BBC Radio 1, BBC Radio 2 and Radio 1 Vintage. Morning, everybody.
I like this one very much indeed, yeah.
I wanted to play this. Really reminds me of doing the breakfast show, the Disclosure Boys. Seen them out in Ibiza, Radio 1 in Ibiza. And Sam Smith, of course, the guy that closed Live Lounge Month last night, did a very special gig. And he did a beautiful rendition of that last night. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, really I love that. It's a really, really, I don't know, beautiful sound.
Yeah, really. Perfect pop song, that. Love
that. Yeah, it is.
So you're listening to us on Radio 1, Radio 2 and Radio 1 Vintage. If you've not got Radio 1 Vintage yet, do get it. You can listen to that on the BBC Radio iPlayer app. It's going to be happening for 3 days and we are going to be celebrating 50 years of Radio 1. So you can get it on the iPlayer app and you can listen across the weekend and there's going to be loads of great highlights from the past 50 years.
Yeah, they're all
years.
An hour long, aren't they, as well? And
yeah.
I mean, you're going to get, some more up-to-date DJs, but you've got Alan Freeman on there as well, you know, not half pop figures. Alan Freeman was absolutely wonderful, I thought, yeah. He's on. Loads of people are on there.
Yeah, it's really great. You know, Do download it. Okay, shall we have our next guest? Joining us next on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, we have...
The Breakfast Crew.
Good morning.
Well, that jingle is something else.
I love that jingle. All these jingles are amazing. Yours, Mike Reed's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think our jingles were trying to go back to the days of your jingles, Tony. They were trying to recreate the 60s and the Jams.
Yeah, I mean, those Jams and Pams jingles are just fantastic. I wish we still had them, to be honest with you. They're just great, aren't they?
Yeah, really they're terrific.
Yeah.
How are you, Simon? You all right?
I'm very good. Apart from trying to shake this cough, so I'll try and not disease everybody in this building.
Yeah, but take Radio 1 and Radio 2 down.
And Radio 1 Vintage.
And Radio 1 Vintage
started.
Before it's even kicked off. So what are your memories? We heard from Sarah earlier on about the time that she started and sort of nervously trying to have a croissant and speak to Missy Elliott. What were your sort of memories of doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show?
Nervous doesn't even begin to describe what it was like. I mean, raw terror. I mean, I have to say, I heard your first breakfast show.
Yeah.
And was staggered by how confident and in charge of the whole thing you were.
That was all a hoax.
And I compared it with the way I was genuinely terrified of the whole experience. Plus, we were experimenting. We had a brand new way of doing things and we had a zoo format. We had other people coming in, Carol Dooley. And Rob McKenzie doing the news, and then Sybil Roscoe and Diane Oxbury and Jackie Brambles, and all these people coming in, and they were all part of the show. And it was it takes a while to meld that whole new style together because no one had done it before. Well, they'd done it elsewhere, done it commercial radio, they hadn't done it at Radio 1 before. So this was passed on to us, and it took a while. And I just want to say now that I think. The producer who really, because the production team, let's hear it for them, because the producers run the show, really. And we had a producer called Rick Blacksill who came in and insisted on standing in the studio before, much like you have.
Uh-huh.
And I had never known such a thing. I hate producers who sit in the same studio as you. But Rick was absolutely insistent that this is the way to go. And he kicked the show off. He gave it a raw energy. He was unfortunately an Arsenal supporter, so that gave the show a little bit of tension all the way through. But, you know, so tribute to the team that put it all together, and that's how we lasted so long.
So you'd have them outside, and that was a real game changer, having the team in the room
with you. Having the team, you know, in there the whole time. And then, to be honest, that became half the fun. So, you know, if I was reading Confession, because Confession started on Radio 1, the response, the audience response, was kind of mirrored by the way the team were responding in the studio.
Yeah.
But that takes a while to get used to.
I hate when there's not people in here. I like a full audience. Like, there's about 60 people in the live lounge right now. I'd have that every day. I love that.
Is it not like this every day?
No, it should be. I'll have it from now on. I love it. It's great. I like the circus.
I like being by myself.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah, I really do. There's not enough room for people and my ego in the same room.
I've heard that. Yeah,
I remember reading an interview with you, Tony, and you said that you didn't even like people walking past the window, that you'd like to have curtains to pull across the window. You didn't want to see anybody.
I never had curtains, but I've always rather been by myself in a studio, personally.
Oh, my God, this is going to be hell for you, because we're going to be here all morning.
It is.
Absolute nightmare.
No, it's lovely. It's lovely. But when I'm broadcasting myself, I just like to be by myself, really. Preferably.
Well, we'll go, shall we, Simon?
Yeah.
What song do you want to play, Simon, this morning?
Well, it's interesting, you know, just going back to the 5 and a bit years that I was doing the show. And this, I remember this song particularly, because I went to the playlist meeting where it was discussed. Uh-huh. And when it was put on, so U2 had done The Joshua Tree, and it was their biggest album today. It's still their biggest album. They'd done Rattle and Hum, which was sort of a live album and had been part of a film. But when they came with Achtung Baby, it was their first studio album since Joshua Tree. And the sound, when this came on, and when it was put on the playlist, are listening to this thing for the first time, everybody looked at each other thinking, what are we going to do with this? It was such an unusual sound. It was such an... nothing was sounding like this at all. But when they came in with this, it came from a band who sounded very confident that they could do whatever they wanted, and there was nothing on the playlist that sounded like this.
That was the longest introduction I've ever heard to a record.
Really? I've heard some of yours go on.
Pot kettle, Tony.
It was brilliant.
That joke you told about the pigeons this morning.
All right, well, here we go then. U2 and The Fly on Radio 1, Radio 2 and Radio 1 Vintage.
Aircheckdownloads.com.